Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Beatles. That's a good intro.
It's a good intro. It really Definitely is. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a big prize to give away to ComboCon. We're looking for a notable breakup. Certainly feels like AJ and Jalen are headed for one of those in the very near future here. Our best answer we get today wins the qualifying prize pack here with the Rocks Glasses, Umbrella, Golf, T-Pack, Playing Cards, the Weber Grill Brush, and you're automatically entered if you win today for the big prize, the grand prize, the Weber Grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, and the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, a little more from Jalen Hurts yesterday. First, let's hear, what is he surprised by all this, which, I don't know, if you find out a lot of people have problems with you, you either know they do or you're surprised. Here's Jalen's answer.
Kind of very similar to what you've been asked already, but because you have proven yourself as a winner, proven yourself as a quarterback who protects the football quite well, how surprising is it that there are these reported frustrations?
I'm not surprised by anything. I mean, you know, this is kind of the nature of the position, like I said. But, you know, I put my energy and I put my focus on trying to go out there and do my best and trying to learn, trying to build, trying to take in the things that I can to improve.
All right, Hugh, what do you make of that? Because when I heard the clip at first, the first part of it, when he said, I'm not surprised, I was thinking of myself, right? Like, if I found out people here at WIP were frustrated with me, I'd be surprised because that wouldn't make sense to me because I don't feel that, right? Mm-hmm. But then he talked about the position, right? Where when you play quarterback, the spotlight is on you. So being a quarterback, he's never surprised when there's stuff.
Nature of the beast.
Yeah, that's what I kind of took to.
You know what? I listened to it and I think to the, like, people, is the mama mentality. Mm. You remember when Kobe would take it upon himself, God rest his soul, to just take over. And play the game the way that he felt the game needed to be played.
Yep.
And Kobe was phenomenal. And Kobe, their stories about Kobe didn't care what anybody thought about him. Similar stories to Michael Jordan. As long as Jalen keeps winning, it's not a big deal.
So I think it's an interesting comparison, and I think it's a fair one. The difference is in basketball, you could kind of just, if you're that great, right, you just mm-hmm. kind of win the game by yourself sometimes, right? LeBron has done it, Kobe, Michael. You need the other guys in football, though, right? Like, quarterback can only – someone's got to catch the ball, right? You know what I mean? Like, he throws it. Someone's got to be there to catch it.
You know what's funny? And I'll say this. Whatever you think of Jalen, like, he's an anomaly in the sense that he does – like, he's had moments where, you know, you probably question whether or not he can read defense, and then you see him cut up a defense. Mm. And you have moments where they say he's afraid to throw the ball, and then he light a team up for 300 yards or something like that.
Like he did to the Vikings. Yeah.
So it's one of them things, man, where it's not pretty. It might not be what other people want, but It feels like as long as Jalen's in a space where he's doing whatever he wants to do and he's winning games, he's good.
All right, well, let's also play this one yesterday from Jalen Hurts. And again, just stick with this. Your radio's not broken. The app didn't go out. YouTube didn't stop. You know, it's all working. Jalen's asked a question here about the differences between the Cowboys and the Eagles since they played in Week 1. And he answers the Cowboys part pretty easily. And then he's asked to reiterate, like, what about you guys? And the pause here, Hugh, I'm excited for you to hear this and just – we can count the seconds of the pause. Just listen to Jalen yesterday asked about the difference between these two teams since they last played.
How about your team?
How are you guys different from September 4th or whatever it was?
I mean, we won then, we win now. So from a macro perspective, I mean, with us, you know.
That was in 8 seconds. I counted it. It's 8 seconds.
Counted it?
It's 8 seconds.
Can we play it again real quick?
Let's do it again. Yeah, this is Jalen.
How about your team?
How are you guys different from September 4th or whatever it was?
I mean, we won then. We win now. So
actually, 9.
From a macro perspective, I mean, what else? You know?
9 seconds.
That's He's right. thoughtful.
What did you think of that, Hugh?
He was trying to figure out what he could say. He didn't know.
Well,
I mean, because at least he didn't lie.
There's more drama. The wide receiver won't shut up. He could have said that.
He couldn't say we run the ball better, we throw it better, mm-hmm. because he knew he'd be lying. So he was just like, "Hey, we're winning."
So he took your take.
Well, it's like they're winning. Like Joe, like here's the thing. I say this all the time. Don't care about the labor pains. Show me the baby.
Yeah.
They're showing the baby every week. The baby is being seen every week. We don't care about how rough it is, how hard you had to push. Nobody cares. Like moms, love you to death. You are the fruit bearers of all. Yep. But don't nobody want to hear that about your hot, low 6 hours?
May I make an analogy, though?
Like, nobody want to hear all
I'm
that.
I'm going to use your
image. Something tells me women don't really like that.
No, of course not.
I know they don't, but nobody want to hear
that's
about
kind
that.
Of a
show
lot.
Me the baby.
I mean, the more I think about it.
No, I mean, and they sacrifice and give up is phenomenal. And that's why they get treated different on Mother's Day than fathers.
Well,
but nobody want to hear about all that, man. Show me the baby.
But, Hugh, can I use your analogy to speak to this team right now?
What's that?
Well, the defense is the mom. The offense is the dad. Like on the day that the baby's born, what is the offense doing right now to help this thing along?
Okay, well, how about this?
They're just there.
No, let me tell you.
They're just there. They're in the room.
Until
the defense is the mom. Would you disagree with the analogy? The defense doing all the work.
I totally disagree.
I would not disagree.
But what is the offense or the dad done the last 2 weeks?
Listen, when they start taking defensive players up to the podium and asking them how did they win the game. That's when it's changed, but that's not going to happen. It begins and ends with Jalen, and it's always been like that. That's not going to change.
Baloney.
I don't care. It does.
Baloney.
It does, and I don't – see, this is the thing. I think back in the day, there were more offensive players that understood that, and they griped about it, but they griped about it behind closed doors. That's when you went home and you were pillow talking about the quarterback getting all the accolades and all this other stuff. Yeah. We've gotten to the point now where – on some teams, not all teams, but you talk about on some teams where the quarterback his success hinges upon the receivers that he has around him or the talent that he has around him. Think about it like this. Jalen for years has heard about it ain't him, it's the talent around him.
Right.
And he's like, hey, well, I'm gonna do it my way. And whether we like it or not, whether it's like pulling teeth every Sunday, Jalen gets wins. And that's when he got up to that podium.
Yeah.
And he did that long pregnant pause. And he hit you with, hey, we win games. What you going to say? It's the truth.
Why don't you guys just make a phone call?
It wasn't me. Oh, that is my phone. My phone just made a phone call.
All right, let's what happens? You're an insider, and you're taking calls on all the breaks.
We got Hugh Schefter over
Life
here.
Life of the insider, Hugh Schefter. Let's take a phone call while you get yourself together. Take a phone call. This guy's
my phone has never done that before. What am I doing in my phone picking up stuff?
Out of control. D'Antonio in down in Houston. What's up, D'Antonio?
What's going on, y'all? Hope y'all doing good, man.
D'Antonio, what's up?
Listen, everybody, man. I've been a fan. You know, I'm down in Houston. And let me say, I'm from Devontae Smith's hometown in Amy, Louisiana, so I know a lot of family that talked to him about this. And what I've always been told from them is they don't like Jalen Hurts. They don't like the offense, and that's some great resources. They got his number, can FaceTime him and all of that. But the biggest thing with the Eagles, the answer to y'all question is this, Hugh and Joe.
What you got,
this,
bro?
Y'all have said Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback. You understand, Jalen Hurts the past 3 years has about a 73% win percentage. Russell Wilson has about a 72% win percentage with the Legion of Boom his first 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what Jalen Hurts currently is. The issue is we wasn't saying Russell Wilson was an elite top five quarterback during them years. Winning is not solely a quarterback stat because we've seen Trent Dilfer win, Brad Johnson win. Y'all won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. So we had seen Jimmy Garoppolo had a great win percentage at one point with the 49ers. We have to keep things in context, and because y'all have made Hurts try to be so elite and up there, y'all have missed the context. In truth, Jalen Hurts has been a game manager the past 2 years, bro. And ain't nothing wrong with that. You can win like that because you have a great roster. But we got to take that shine off Hurts a little bit and keep it in context, bro. Y'all have the best team in football by far, bro. He's the only quote-unquote elite quarterback that has had his top receivers come out in multiple years complaining about the passing. That don't happen. And look at y'all. The whole Eagles fan base is trying to figure out what the problem is. Guess what, y'all? We watch football around the league. Bro, every other top quarterback making $50 million a year is asked to make up for deficiencies on the team. Y'all are telling me the O-line is struggling. You understand this O-line y'all got right now will be Joe Burrow's best O-line of his career. These receivers, A.J. lost a step. Guess what? Give these receivers to half the league, half the teams in football, it'll be their best set of receivers ever. If Saquon loses a step, you're still 17th. This would be great for some teams. The defense is carrying y'all. But instead of saying Hurts, you're making $50 million, bro, you need to make up for something because you're quote-unquote elite. Y'all are trying to make excuses, bro. And the reason why they don't have answers on offense is because the answers that would make sense that a Burrow can do with a bad O-line and a horrible defense, bro, he can't do it, Petullo, Nick Sirianni. They can't do it with Hurts because his skill set is limited. And that's the reality of it, y'all.
Because well, D'Antoni, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I mean, I don't. I do. I think you are assessing the reality of this fairly. I mean, I do. I don't think he's an elite quarterback. I think we did get a little over our skis because we were upset people were not putting him in that category in the offseason. And the truest part of this is he cannot make up for the deficiencies around him. When they have a great running game, great defense, they could win 12, 13 games. And, but when they one of those things fails, it looks choppy. I mean, I agree with it. Hugh, you don't?
And Joe, guess what? The past two times we've seen Jalen Hurts in the playoffs without A.J. Brown, how did he look?
Well, not good. Not good.
And exactly. We keep talking about the Super Bowl MVP, but the Super Bowl MVP was truly that defense, right? We keep putting that to gloss over the truth behind it. He wasn't good the first two rounds of the playoffs. But guess what? Most elite quarterbacks don't have the convenience to play like crap and still win games, except Jalen Hurts.
Hugh, your reaction?
I'm not. I hear what you're saying, and there might be some truth to that, D'Antonio, but I can't diminish what Jalen has been. Jalen's been to two Super Bowls. Who do you consider that's a elite quarterback that's playing right now that's been to two Super Bowls?
Well, Hugh, the difference is, bro, just like when Ben Roethlisberger got to his first Super Bowl, he didn't get as much credit because he was got there on the defense and the run game. The second Super Bowl he went to is because he was the driving force. You get credit because you're the driving force.
No, like but NBA, the bottom line, I hear what you're saying. D'Antonio, I hear what you're saying, but you didn't answer the question. Like, at the end of the day, like, everything you're saying, there might be some validity to it, but the quarterback gets all the accolades. It's been like that forever. The problem that I had with this is this. Not you, but the problem that I have with what people are saying is, for whatever reason, they're trying to split the hairs or split the baby when it comes to Jalen and what he's accomplished. Like, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done and Jalen's done playing, nobody's going to talk about the loaded roster that he has. They're going to talk about he was a two-time Super Bowl appearance, maybe three, and an MVP of the Super Bowl. That's it. That's it. And I know Trent Dilfer for a lot of people. That's the comparison, but he ain't no Trent Dilfer. That's
Russell
a fact.
Wilson,
Russell. Russell's the comp. It's Russell. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously better than Trent. I mean, Trent's the outlier. It's D'Antonio, the Russell one is the most fits. Yeah.
Russell Wilson is the perfect one. And guess what? Russell Wilson, his first 3 years, had better numbers than Hurts has had the past 2 years. And that's the reality. But he was a game manager then.
we just keep Jalen in context, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well, we struggle with that. And D'Antonio, good phone call. I mean, I do think we struggle with the Jalen context, like what he really is versus what he isn't. I mean, and who knows if that's part of the issue over there. I don't know. I mean, he does, in terms of his play, it is more game manager than superstar.
Yeah, but that's how he's been built up, Joe. I mean, and I'm not arguing that point, but the bottom line is this. He's been to two Super Bowls. We have touted the fact that he outplayed Patrick Mahomes twice. The first time he outplayed him, didn't win the game, but he played well until they had a turnover. And he won the last Super Bowl, and he was an MVP. Now, if we're talking about he has an overinflated sense of self, that's because we created that monster. Now you're going to try to tell, like, it makes no sense to me if you created the monster.
Well, that happens
sometimes.
To try
to break him down.
That happens.
You know what I mean?
The Eagles are guilty of this. I mean, the story is they rolled the red carpet. They made Carson Wentz feel like he walked on water.
Yeah,
and then he acted like that, and they had to break him down. Ultimately, this is on the Eagles. I mean, they're the ones that draft and develop and pay and do all this with these players. I mean, they create the culture. They create all this. I mean, so if that's what happened, and then it's their own issue. Ray is in Trenton. What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up, Ray?
Not much. I think it's much ado about nothing. I think the only thing that A.J. Brown's going to derail is himself. He's quitting on running routes. He doesn't look like he gives half the effort he could. So how do you blame the quarterback for a wide receiver not making the effort?
So I don't on that part, right? But it does feel like, or at least by what we're hearing this week, people within the organization are concerned about Jalen. Like we're not hearing the A.J. stuff as much as they're concerned with Jalen.
I think the concern they have with him is that he's stoic, that he doesn't respond to it. Do you ever hear him, you know, in a press conference say the wrong things? When he referenced, you've got to ask KP, I think he's following what the game plan is. I think he doesn't go off the script.
Well, but they're saying he does. So, like,
I don't believe he is. How many play calls does he change when he's behind center? You don't see him changing that many play calls.
Well, how do we know what he's doing?
Well, you don't. But that's just speculation. You got to assume
recklessly.
Well, no, but we heard this week that he does. I mean, like, yeah.
If there's only one wide receiver going out and making public statements that he's unhappy, and nobody else is, I think the organization's upset because Hurts isn't going to address it. I think he's not going to talk to him. I think he thinks he's a crybaby, and he's just going to let him rant, and he's going to say, okay, well, if you want to rant, that's on you. I'm just going to follow the game plan. The only problem this team has is the offensive play calling. It's trash.
Well,
it's
I don't think that's the only problem, right? I don't think that's the only problem.
I think it's the biggest problem. It's vanilla. There's nothing. There's no deception. It's like the same five play calls over and over and over.
Right. Can I ask you a question? Do you think these coaches are stupid?
No, I don't.
So why?
I don't
so,
at all.
So, but every if we're all saying the same thing, why wouldn't they change it?
To be honest, I couldn't answer that question because
we could use deductive reasoning, right? Like, it's probably because they don't think the players they have can do those things.
Okay, so you're saying that Hurts has limitations or trying to play within his limitations.
Yeah.
Okay, that may be the truth. But when the game plan is executed properly, it's successful.
I agree with. I mean, sure.
So you can't argue that.
But well, sure you can't argue that, but if teams start picking up on what they're doing, it becomes harder to do it just this very rigid, simple, limited way. That could become harder to replicate as time goes on. That might be what's going on here.
Yeah, I think Hurts' biggest problem is his reads, his progression. I think he goes most often with his first read.
I think so. I think so.
Double coverage or not?
I think so. True. And then I think on top of it this year, to your point on AJ, I think AJ's a little limited in terms of physically because of all the injuries he's had. So they can't do things as well with him. All right, Ray, what do you got for us? What is your notable breakup to get in the mix for the prize?
This is relative to Jalen Hurts because I think, frankly, he don't give a damn. So I would say Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara.
All right, Ray, we got you, buddy. All right, Ray brought up.
He went old school with that one.
He did. We've got new school, old school with all this. Musicians.
Wait a minute. So, Rhett, bro, that was a character, though, right?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Because, see, I remember, was that Gone with the Wind?
I think that's who he's referencing.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I think, yeah. It's a long-ass time ago.
when you think Gone with the Wind came out, Hugh? If you had a guess.
1949 or something like that?
1940. January 17th, 1940.
Damn.
We're getting up close to 100 years ago since that movie came out. Let's go talk to Amy in Bucks County. What's up, Amy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Amy. What's up? How are you?
Good. I listen to your show every day.
Oh, we appreciate that, Amy. What are you feeling today?
Well, listen, I'm not worried about the Eagles, and I'm with you on this. I believe in our quarterback. And look, they're 8-2. They're ugly wins, but they're great wins. They're great. Any win's a good win. And last year there was so much drama about AJ and his book, and we went to a Super Bowl. So I'm not worried at all about that. But I do have a question about something. I wanted to see where you guys were with this. We played Dallas this week, and I just wanted to see how many times do you think that Jalen Carter is going to sack Dak Prescott or hands up to block him for the incident of the spitting incident the last time we played them?
Yeah, Amy, I kind of, before you brought it up, I hadn't really thought much about it, but it is a big subplot of the game. Last time they played each other, and Dallas, you know, obviously moved the ball pretty well, we didn't have Jalen Carter the whole time because he got kicked out of the game. I need a big Jalen Carter game this week, Amy. I don't know, a sack and a half, you, two sacks? What are we getting out of Jalen Carter?
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially
with
Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
Three? How about four?
Yeah,
let's go
three.
With four.
How about three?
All right, we can agree on three. Amy, what do you got for us for a notable breakup?
I have Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
That's a good one.
It's a very good one. It's been one of the bigger ones in the last, you know, 15 or 20 years. Good one, Amy. We appreciate it. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. All right, who we got here? We got, let's grab Black Gritty, who apparently has his eye on someone around here. What's up, Black Gritty?
What's going on? You! I didn't know you was working for the NSA. You out here talking about recklessly speculating. I need to see your phone, you. You got the back channel out here.
What are you talking about?
2 weeks.
I'm just saying, man. I don't have to break stories. That's not my lane, but if I wanted to, I could.
Hey, like I said, you out here working for the NSA. So let me tell you something, Joe. I hear everything you're saying, but guess what?
Hmm.
My quarterback's like Debo out here. He got a no-trade clause. He ain't doing nothing but winning games. And guess what? Everybody else going to get moved before Jalen get moved. This isn't a Carson Wentz situation. Oh, you made him who he is? The dude played at national championships. He's been winning 80% of his games ever since he was in college. Like, he didn't just come here and start getting in a winning program.
Well, that's true.
And have winning coaches around him, okay? So I can say that. And as far as when you want to blame KP, I'm going to blame a rookie at his job and maybe say that he doesn't know what he's doing. Because you know they listen to us. When we say run the ball, they start running the ball. When we ask them to pass, they pass. I don't know who's running the ship. If Nick Sirianni had his own offense, like a McVay or Shanahan, maybe we wouldn't be in the situation where every other year our dudes are getting poached or changed or fired. to where I don't know what's going on. But I do know one thing. If you going to get these vegetables down there to serve it up. You don't like broccoli? I don't care. So broccoli is what makes you grow big and strong and get you these George W's. And you're going to take it, Joe Giglio. All I know is when we went to the Super Bowl and they went there and shut down Saquon Barkley, didn't he go up against one of Spagnuolo's best defense coordinator minds?
He sure did, and he had a great game.
And Saquon couldn't do nothing, right?
Mm-mm.
And when he went to the other Super Bowl, was Saquon in the backfield running the
ball? No, that was old Miles Sanders.
That was
Miles.
I mean, there's a whole lot of things that go on with it. Bottom line is, we need the line to get healthy. Jalen going to do what he's due, and you going to shut up and take these vegetables, Joe Giglio, and get these George W's and be happy about it. If it's by 1 point or 1,000, we're on our way and do what we need to do. Dallas sucks. Have a great day. Eat your vegetables.
You got it, Black Grady. Appreciate it. You breaking more stories? How many stories you got?
Nah, I'm not breaking any. I hear a lot of things. I'm just, you know, I like to keep them to myself.
Well, you're an ear hustler, as
I'm
you like to tell
us. Yeah, I like the ear hustle. Because it's you know, everybody already going through it about this whole thing. I don't need to add no more, you know, trepidation.
Well, are you holding information? You withholding more information?
No, I'm saying. I was talking to the guys out there, right? I was talking to the afternoon show.
Yep.
They told me I got till April, so I got to space these stories out a little bit.
Yeah, well,
put inside of
maybe
the
at some point. And if you want to wait till after the Super Bowl to do this, maybe you tell us what the real source of the frustration between the quarterback and receiver
I'm
is.
Working on that, man.
I mean, that's the story.
I recklessly speculated, and I threw it out there yesterday. I think this is some Jim Jackson.
Boy.
What's his name?
Oh,
I forgot. All
Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd, Tony Braxton situation. That's what I think.
Yeah. But that's we need more details.
I'm working on it, man. Yeah. I'm working on it.
And if you want to wait till after the Super Bowl, that's fine. We want to get to Santa Clara. But
yeah, we going to Santa Clara.
Yeah, but
I'm not worried about that. Yeah, we're dysfunctional. On the road again. We're just like everybody else's family out there that lives on a day-to-day basis. Ain't nobody family functional.
No, but this is just more public than public.
Yeah, this is one of them things that you deal with on the day-to-day. And people say, just don't talk about it anymore. Hey, what the hell am I talking about? What you want me to talk about?
Well, if you want more quarterback rankings, you could cook those up. I certainly don't. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll hit you people, your phone calls, and of course, we have to give away our prize. Plus, we just recently found out something about Cam Scataboo that annoys us, or annoys him. I mean, it annoys me, too. We'll play that next. We want you to keep this up. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.